This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story, United Airlines explaining what caused a grounding of flights for about an hour today. It was a software update that caused the slowdown of the airline technology system and said it was not a cybersecurity event. All United Airlines flights that were on the ground were not allowed to take off for about an hour. United hubs like San Francisco, Denver, Chicago, United planes lined up. 211 flights were delayed. No flights were already in the air and were impacted. United says it's investigating to better understand what happened during the update, but stands firm it was not an attack on their system. Well, if you are driving around, chances are you have an airbag in your vehicle. The government is working to recall 52 million airbag inflators over risk of explosion. The National Highway Safety Traffic Administration says the inflators made by ARC Automotive could explode and throw shrapnel. The carrier that carries the possibility of killing drivers or passengers. The agency has a public meeting scheduled for next month, which is necessary before asking for a court-ordered recall. It said the mechanism is at fault for at least 7 injuries and 2 deaths in the U.S. and Canada since 2009. A group wants to reduce baby deaths in Colorado, saying that pregnant women are not using seatbelts properly. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel explains.
A study done by UC Health EMS and the Hudson Center for Prenatal Vehicle Safety shows that only 32% of pregnant women in Colorado put their seatbelts on in a way that protects unborn children. The group Car Seats Colorado has released a list of recommendations for seatbelt usage that includes placing the lap belt under the curve of the belly and not sitting too close to the steering wheel. The group estimates that crash-related fetal deaths in Colorado could be reduced by 50% if everyone wore their seatbelts correctly. Bart Bedsole, KRDO News Radio.
Health news, researchers have found a new cause of Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia. A new study led by scientists, Oregon Health and Science University found that iron-rich cells in the brain destroy cells that are supposed to help clean connections between nerves. Researchers say it's surprising that wasn't found during previous research. They found it's using a new technique to isolate the cells. Pharmaceutical manufacturers can now use this information to create drugs that could prevent the damage. And former Price is Right host Bob Barker reportedly died from Alzheimer's disease. That according to TMZ, which said it has obtained Barker's death certificate. The outlet reports the document says Barker's death came after years of his Alzheimer's after it started. The Daytime Emmy winner died in his Los Angeles home at the age of 99 last month. And finally, an aggressive skin cancer called Merkel cell carcinoma led to the death of Jimmy Buffett over the weekend. Dr. Jason Chesney, director of U of Health Brown Cancer Center, says it's a very rare cancer.
It's between 2,000 and 3,000 cases per year. So it's very rare in a country with over 300 million people in it.
And he made those comments over the weekend.
And I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Venechinkwe. If you poked your head around, you can see that the clouds aren't very threatening out there and won't produce any rainfall across the area through the evening hours. Also means the air is quite dry. And this time of year, with the nights getting a little longer, that generally means our temperatures will cool off pretty nicely after sunset. So we'll probably drop off into the 40s and 50s here along the Front Range by tomorrow morning. The 50s over the plains, maybe some 30s over the high country, especially the high mountain valleys, under what should be a mostly clear sky. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.